Okay, this is the PNB National Finance Committee meeting for February 16, 2006. This is Dave Adelson. I was chair of the committee last year. I'll convene the meeting, and then we'll have an election for chair pro tem. Our secretary from last year, Casey McFall, is not on the line, so Patty Epley has agreed to serve. Who is that?
This is Casey.
Hi, Casey.
Hi, sorry.
We just started the meeting, and we were just getting ready to call the roll. Can you, are you ready to call it, or shall I call it?
Is it the same committee?
We have some new members.
Then you should call it.
Okay, I'll call it.
Okay.
From D.C., Ambrose Lane?
Here.
Jane Gatewood?
Here.
From New York, Baruti Bediakto? Not here. Patty Heffley?
Present.
Okay, from Houston, we have Sandy Weinman, who said he would not be able to join us because he's traveling. Sandra Rawline?
I'm here.
Okay, from Berkeley, we have LaVarne Williams?
Here.
Brian Edwards Tekert?
Here.
Okay, and from Los Angeles, Dave Adelson is here, and Casey McFall?
Here.
Okay, I sent around a proposed agenda.
Lonnie here?
I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lonnie, the CFO. Is Greg Guma here, our executive director? Okay, he's not.
Dave, I'm sorry, can you give me the... Sandra, is that your name? I'm sorry.
Sandra, yes.
Rawling,
R-A-W? R-A-W-L-I-N-E.
L-I-N-E, thanks. I'm assuming I'm taking minutes.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, at least until we elect a secretary pro tem.
Thank you.
The proposed agenda was roll call and approval of agenda, 15 minutes. The election of chair and secretary pro tem, 10 minutes. Nominations for permanent chair and secretary and election instructions, 10 minutes. Scheduling of the next meeting, 5 minutes. Approval of prior minutes of December 29th and January 17th, 5 minutes. Report on the outcome of motion submitted to the PNB, 10 minutes, budget calendar 15, CFO report 15, national fundraising plans half an hour, review of available financials 15, working group reports if any 15. That's the proposed agenda. Are there any amendments to that? Okay, hearing none, may we adopt the agenda? Is there any objection to adopting that agenda?
I move we adopt the agenda, please.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I think Greg said he'll be on a little later. I'm remembering now he asked me to mention it.
Great. Okay.
By half an hour.
Okay. So if there's no objection, then we'll adopt that agenda. The time now is 5:20. Will somebody agree to be timekeeper?
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay. From here on out, we have 2 hours and 15 minutes left in the agenda. The election of chair and secretary pro tem. Are there nominations for chair pro tem?
I nominate Casey McFall.
Okay. Who was that, Ambrose?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this pro tem?
Pro tem, until we have the election, which requires the mail-in ballot.
Okay. I see.
Do you accept the nomination?
Sure.
Okay. Any else?
LaVarne Williams.
Hey, LaVarne, do you accept? LaVarne?
Yeah.
Okay. Any others? Going once? Going twice? Going three times? Okay, if both candidates could say something brief before we hold the vote.
Well, my brief statement would be that since this is pro tem, I'm assuming it's for 15 minutes, and that's why it's okay with me.
No, it's for the duration of this meeting.
Okay, yeah, I'm not interested in being chair for the entire time, for the a regular chair.
Okay, and LaVarne?
I'm sorry, I support Casey to be chair pro tem.
Okay.
Okay.
In that case, if you withdraw, then...
Yes, I'm sorry. This urgent call came in, and when I came back, I heard you say my name, LaVarne, and I said, yeah,
okay.
Sorry.
Okay, so LaVarne's withdrawn. There are no other nominations that I've heard. Is there any objection to Casey serving as chair pro tem? Okay, Casey, it's your show. Do you want to call the nominations for Secretary Pro Tem?
Okay, so nominations would now be open for Secretary Pro Tem. Are there any?
I'll nominate Jane Gatewood.
I would accept Pro Tem.
Okay, are there any other nominations? Okay, then, Jane, you got it for today. Enjoy. Okay, so next on the agenda is the scheduling of the next meeting.
No, next is the elections for the nominations for permanent.
Oh, I apologize. Okay, nominations for permanent chair. So I'd like to open up nominations for chair of the committee. In fact, I would like to nominate LaVarne Williams.
Okay.
LaVarne, would you accept that nomination?
Yes, I do. I accept.
Okay. Are there any other nominations for chair? Okay. So we'll move on to nominations for secretary. The committee.
I nominate Casey McFall.
Okay. Any other nominations for secretary?
Definitely.
All right. So now, as far as the elections, if these are uncontested elections, is it required that we have paper ballots and go through all of that?
Yeah, I think May I speak? I do think we do need to go through all that, so we just...
All right, then are there objections to me as the former secretary? Well, this may not be a good idea. Typically, what we did last time was that paper ballots were mailed to me as the secretary, and they were counted, but since I am... the candidate, maybe Jane, since you're pro tem, could we send the ballots to you?
Yeah, you can do that. Can I clarify who nominated LaVarne and who nominated Casey?
I nominated LaVarne. And I think it was Patty.
And
nominated Casey.
Okay, I saw that we have the ballot that you posted to last year. I can just pull that same ballot off our files section, and I can email that to everybody. Is everybody on the, let's see, I'm trying to think. I don't know if I have people's individual email addresses to email that to them.
I have adjusted the NAT Finance Committee list to include the current roster and only the current roster. So you can just send it to NAT Finance Committee.
But if it's a Word document, that won't work.
Don't send it as a Word document. Just send it as inline text.
Okay.
People can just print it.
I'll just convert that, okay.
Then also on that site, Jane, are the instructions that we had last time about the double envelopes and all of that. You can just use those. Just put your address in there instead of mine, and everybody can send them out. What we'll need is we'll need a deadline for ballots to be returned.
Chair, I recommend that we have a postmark deadline of February 24th.
February 24th is a week from tomorrow. Are there any objections to that?
No objection here.
All right, then, hearing none, Jane, if you could indicate on those instructions and on the ballot that they need to be postmarked by Friday, February 24th. And then if you need help with finding that stuff, Jane, I can just send it to you again.
I have it right here.
Okay, great. Okay, so are we ready to move on to the next item, which would be scheduling of the next meeting? Or is that okay with everyone?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so When do we want to meet next?
I'd like to suggest we meet in 2 weeks on March 2nd at the same time.
I would probably, this is Lonnie, I would probably suggest the 6th or the 7th. Then I'd have the financials.
Okay. Could we do it on the 9th?
Sure. That's
March
fine.
9th?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're looking at Thursdays, is that correct? Thursday the 9th? Are there any objections to that?
What time?
18 Eastern.
Same time.
Okay.
Just a question. It's a difficult time for me. This is Brian calling. Are there people who have substantial conflicts if it were a little bit later, say half an hour later or an hour later?
Well, you know, Brian, the problem is that right now on the East Coast, we're starting at 8 o'clock, and this meeting is scheduled to be done at 10:30. And I would object to it starting, I suppose a half an hour later would be all right.
Yeah. Madam Chair?
Yes.
The problem also, Brian, is very often when we have a lot on our plate, they go until they can go more than 3 hours. So, and today, for example, we set the time at 8, but we didn't really start until 8:20. So, yeah, I'm just concerned that if we set the time for 8:30, we don't start till almost 9.
Sure. I just want to throw my constraints on the table and, you know, we'll do what works best for the most people. I have a news deadline at 6 p.m. every day, West Coast time, which is 9 o'clock on the East Coast. So it makes it difficult for me most days to be on these calls on time.
Could you, Madam Chair?
Yes.
Could we meet on the weekends instead, Lonnie? Are you able to meet on the weekends?
Well, I prefer not to.
I'll second that. And probably meeting in the morning wouldn't work for a lot of people either.
Well, Brian, when you're saying half an hour, I mean, if you've got a 6 o'clock deadline, that's an hour later. So,
right. I mean, the probability of me being done with my story at 5:30 is much higher than that of me being done at 5 o'clock. You know, some nights I'm working until 6:30 because the broadcast goes till 7. But
Right.
So that, from my point of view, the later the better, or first thing in the morning. It doesn't conflict with my work.
Madam Chair,
Dave? Yes.
Given that we do start a little late and that there is housekeeping usually in the early part of the agenda and not any crucial votes or anything like that, I recommend we continue at 8 p.m. Eastern, and I think most often we won't get to anything substantive until more than half past 8 East Coast time. So I'd like to suggest the 9th at 8 p.m. Eastern as a start time.
Okay. So that's what's on the table, folks, is the 9th at 8 p.m. Eastern. And, Brian, how do you feel about, like, trying that out, and then we'll see after a couple meetings if it's really not working for you?
Well, I'm trying it out tonight.
Okay. Okay. So are there any objections to March 9th at 5 p.m. Pacific time? All right, then let's go ahead and schedule that.
I've just added it to the KPFTX calendar.
Thank you. All right, so next would be on the agenda would be approval of minutes for 12:29 and 1:17. And to be quite honest, I don't know what I've got up. I don't believe I have the 1:17s up. So I apologize for that.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I move that we postpone approval of those minutes until our March 9th meeting.
All right. We have a motion to postpone approval of the minutes. And there's a second. We don't need seconds in committees, but is there any objection to postponing the minutes?
Just a quick point of information. When you say you put them up, where would I look for them? KPFTX?
No, they would be in the National Fine. If you go to the Yahoo Group's Nat Fine Committee, they're all posted in there. But now that you're on the list, you'll just get them as an email also.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Yeah. Are there any objections to postponing?
No.
Okay. So next we have a report on the outcome of motions submitted to the PNB for the January 06 meeting. And who would be making that report? I'm assuming one of the PNB members.
I can do it.
Okay.
Hang on, let me go to it. Okay. Actually, I apologize. I do not recall what we did on the motion on fundraising appeals. Lavarne, do you remember? Ambrose, do you remember? Lonnie?
Could you repeat that?
We had a motion concerning payment to persons for making fundraising appeals.
I think that was, I don't think that was approved. I think that was...
That's my memory
that,
as well.
Yeah, that it was not approved by.
Oh. Right.
And that, after, I think there was a point that was made. Oh, anyway, no, it was not approved.
That's my memory
as
well.
Yeah.
The other motions, one concerning general manager expense reimbursements, was approved. That concerning the reporting relationship of business managers to the CFO was approved. And the proposal for funding for the National Spanish Language Programming was approved. And so that everybody knows what that... Let me just read them because we have some new members. The general manager expense reimbursement motion was that all resolved that all general manager expense reimbursements must first be submitted via expense reports with receipts attached for approval to the ED or the CFO in the ED's absence before general manager expenses are reimbursed. The implementation plan will be developed by the CFO and brought to the NFC for review. And Lonnie, are you working on that implementation plan? Are we going to have it?
I'll send it out between meetings.
Great. The next one was concerning the reporting relationship of business managers to the CFO. That was that the role and authority of the CFO includes a dotted line reporting relationship from the station business managers to the CFO. And on the funding for the National Spanish Language Program, that KPFK will be authorized to use the $50,000 that budgeted for the Bylaws Convention to fund the National Spanish Language Program, that $1,000 per month of National Office other programming budget line be allocated to the National Spanish Language Program, and that other stations be authorized to contribute up to $10,000 each to the program, with the amount to be negotiated and the funds to come from the funding originally budgeted for the Bylaws Convention. The station managers and the LSBs of the contributing stations shall approve those stations' contributions. The KPFK GM shall submit a proposed budget to the National Office for approval prior to initiation of the program as a national program, indicating how the funds would be specifically used to fund the project. The National Office will review the budget 6 months after the initiation of the program as a national program. And that's it. Those were approved.
Thank you. This is Jane. I remember you sent us the full text of those motions in the report you prepared for the PMB meeting. Could you post that to the files section of our group?
Okay. Will do.
Okay. Does anyone else have any questions or discussions regarding the report?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Baruti.
Baruti, sorry I'm late.
Move the agenda.
All right, so next we have the budget calendar. Last time we met, Jane had submitted a budget calendar, and there were suggestions made for some, I think, slight modifications. Jane,
I did send out, after our meeting, a slightly cleaner version. It's in our files section called Budget Timetable C. I could read it if you want.
For the new folks, do you know how to get to the files section if you go to Yahoo Groups and you can pull these documents up? If you just go to yahoogroups.com and then put in your NatFine committee, you'll go to the files section. So you can see everything that we're talking about on your screen or print it out. Would it help everyone if Jane read those? Why don't you go ahead and do that, Jane? We have 15 minutes on this item.
What I did is I just took Lonnie's original proposal and I just broke it down into a grid where I had a separate column for the deadline, who initiates and then the action. So I took his original timetable, put it into that format, and then the one, if you can find the one called Draft C, which is what I'll be reading, I realized that there were several lines that were actually redundant, and I simplified it. So this actually only has A through I, lines A through I. So A, line A, deadline March 1st, who initiates CFO. The action is call for budget priorities to be discussed in various venues. Line B, by April 30th, which is 60 days later. LSVs, in consultation with general managers and business managers, identify and rank budget priorities in by order of importance. Item C, by May 31st, business managers and general managers, in consultation with LSV's local finance committees, ED and CFO, generate draft station budgets and submit to CFO. By June 30th, CFO compiles and distributes draft network budget to LSVs and NFC for review. By July 31, LSVs review draft station budgets, as is or with amendments. NFC review national office budget, approve as is or with amendments. And then 15 days later, by August 16th, the CFO compiles and distributes final budget proposal to NFC for approval. Another 15 days later, by August 31, the NFC reviews final network budget, makes recommendations for PMV adoption. Then 7 days later, by September 7th, the CFO distributes final budget proposal to board. And by September 30th, the PMV adopts budget for fiscal year beginning October 1.
Okay, thank you. Is there discussion regarding this or questions?
I have one.
Dave?
What do we need to do to get this approved, and is this in the form that Lonnie is in agreement with?
Lonnie?
It works. The only question is if we have final budgets going to the NFC in that August period, if there were a need for changes, and many times there are, remember last time, we would have a fairly short window. So I assume that what I'm getting at is, do we need to put final review or something like that in that period, because many times there are last-minute issues that come up. Like last year, what came up were things like CPB funding or items that were left out of budgets, et cetera, that needed to be in there. So maybe we don't need to put it in here, but I just want to identify that's a crucial period for last-minute changes.
So, Lonnie, you're referring to the between September 7th and September 30th period, correct?
Well, either that or that August 15th.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, either one of those. And a lot of the LSBs don't meet then. Remember, we had the problem of to identify changes, but the LSBs were not necessarily meeting.
I thought that the intent of this timing was to have the LSBs actually having two separate stabs at this, all before July 31st. The first one is prior to May 31st, where they're just working with the GM to generate it. And then the second one by July 31st, doing what we did this year.
In August, yeah.
By August 30th.
Yeah, that's true, Jack. I guess we just go ahead and try the timetable. I won't hold us up here. But last question would be, though, whether or not what we do if an LSB does not meet our deadline. What do we do? Would we have a companion recommendation, or we just will not deal with it?
May I speak?
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I have two things. One, I think that that's something that'll take us a little longer. I mean, we can start that discussion, but maybe we need to think about it a little bit more. But I agree with Lonnie on the timing, and that is that the review the final budget, if there's any problem in our review, if we say, hey, this is a problem, there's no time in this schedule for any change. It's just not in there. So
By June 30th, the CFO is to compile and distribute draft network budget to LSBs and to NFC for review. That's line D, by June 30th. And so that's a completely new thing that we haven't had before. We're actually coming up with a draft version by June 30th.
But it's still the case, as Lonnie says, if you know, there are problems or changes that need to get made as you go forward, there's no time for it. Maybe I'll defer. I mean, maybe if Lonnie's willing to try it, we can just try it. It's still a darn sight better than what we did last year. So let's get something done.
Well, what I'm seeing here is that you've got between June 30th and July 31st to make amendments. Now, the question that's up now is between the period of July 31st and August 16th, additional amendments?
Well, we submit the final one on August 16th, but it being the summer and schedules, sometimes some numbers don't come clear. A late LSB, CPB numbers, or as I said, any number of things can happen with a budget. I was wanting to be sure we had at least a week where we could, if necessary, insert those things and get it back to an LSB so that, you know, the thing goes forward with any changes after they've had a chance to review. But that said, I think we ought to move on.
Can I make a comment?
Go ahead. I would like to speak.
Lonnie, remember originally we had that line F as saying by August 7th the CFO compiles and distributes final budget proposal.
Yeah, that's a little earlier, you know.
Right, and we said, well, that's just only a week. And so if we did bump that back to August 7th, then that would allow times for basically the last 3 weeks of August would be available for any LSBs to look at changes that were sent back to them.
Yeah, that 7th works. I know it's only a week, but it as I recall, it's crucial. You know, the first 2 weeks in August are crucial. So the 7th, I'm happy if we were to bump it back to the 7th. They'll give me a chance to make those changes.
This is Dave.
All right, Dave, go ahead.
I'd like to support that and also support moving the date from September 1st to September 7th being the date by which the CFO distributes the final budget proposal, because after we've considered it, then that gives him, like, if we consider it earlier in the month, the LSBs have to do something with it, we meet at the last minute, then that gives him a week to put together anything we've done.
Line H currently says September 7th.
I'm working from an old copy.
You need to go to draft C.
Okay.
Okay, so we're talking about changing August 16th, that's line F, back to August, what was it, Jane? 7th?
7th.
Back to August 7th. And then the other thing, you know, that I'd mentioned last time is I would like to see a line in there somewhere anywhere between the March 1st and May 31st that says that there's a review with treasurers of the process for completing paperwork and submitting that paperwork. I'd like, you know, who initiates would be the CFO with, you know, to meet with the treasurers. But somewhere between March and May, that should happen.
This is Jane.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
I think that line A could actually say March 1st, CFO meets with treasurers to review process and whatever else you just said.
Right, and then call for budget priorities. That could all be one sentence.
Exactly.
All right, so we have two suggestions. The first one is changing the August 16th to August 7th. Do we need a motion to change that? We don't have a motion on the floor right now to even approve the timeline. Do we want to do that first?
March 1st is 2 weeks away, so I have a problem.
That's a good point.
How about the 15th or the 20th or something like that?
I thought we just finished these budgets.
Here we go again. It's March, so soon.
I do think that March 15th is certainly early enough.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, I'm thinking before the May 31st where you generate the draft, you know, somewhere in there, even if it's by April 30th.
Yeah, that's a little better, because if you have a meeting and we do identify process, then you're going to need some time to work it out. That may require more than one meeting, so.
So why don't we start with, I'll entertain a motion to accept the budget timeline as presented, and then we can make those amendments.
I move.
Okay, thank you. All right, and so now can someone move to amend with those two changes, the August 7th, and inserting the meeting for process?
So moved.
Maybe we can just do them one at a time, Casey.
Okay. All right, so Lonnie, let's do the entering the process one first.
I think the earliest I really feel we could do it is March 20th. We get it done between March 20th and April 30th. I think that's a reasonable timeline.
Great. All right, and so we would put that in as the new line B. Are there any objections to that, or is there discussion on that amendment? All right, are there any objections?
Well, can we get the wording of that, Casey, that you wanted to add?
Well, I would say that we would add line B, a deadline of March 20th, initiated by the CFO, and the action would be meet with treasurers to outline process and paperwork for budget development and submission.
Meet with treasurers to outline budget process?
Budget development process and paperwork submission. How's that?
Yeah.
I think that was just a substitute language for line item A. Changing the deadline to March 20th and adding the verbiage at the beginning, meet with treasurers to outline budget development process and paperwork filing?
Paperwork submission.
And call for budget priorities to be discussed in various venues.
Okay. Is there discussion on that?
Madam Chair, we're at time.
Thank you.
We're way ahead of time, though, but we're still at time.
I'll move to extend by 10 minutes.
All right. Are there objections to extending for 10 minutes for this budget, for this agenda item? Okay. All right. Is there discussion on the amendment? Okay, then. Are there any objections to the amendment? Okay. So that would pass. Then the second amendment would be to change line H to, to change line F to August, from August 16th to August 7th. Is that correct, Lonnie?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any discussion on that? Okay. Hearing none, are there objections to amending that?
I want to be clear, the August 7th deadline would be following the final budget to NFC or the final budget. So it would be the accompanying box would be send final budget to NFC or?
Yeah, compile and distribute final budget proposal to NFC.
Okay, by August 7th. That's the date we're talking about?
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Objections to that for discussion? Okay. Are there objections? All right, then
I have another point.
Okay, go ahead, Jane.
This is very subtle. Line B currently reads the way that Lonnie had worded it, identify and rank the LSVs in consultations with general managers and business managers will identify and rank budget priorities in order of importance, scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is high. And I would just, I would suggest that we should, if we do specify, if we leave the wording of how the scale should go, scale of 1 to 5, we should indicate that, that one is high because it's more intuitive.
Yeah, okay.
Madam Chair?
Dave, go ahead.
I'd move to strike how the ranking goes. They can rank it any way they want, I would say. Well, actually, let me rephrase that. What is the reason for wanting a standard ranking process so we can compare across the network?
Yeah, if it's coming to the Finance Committee, we want to be able to see what the LSBs regard and the GMs regard as high priority items. It may include projects. God knows, you know, we don't know what the what they'll produce. It is the first time around, but I thought it would be a useful exercise for the board and us to know what are the important priorities that that the LSBs and the GM have identified.
I'll withdraw my objection.
Okay. Does anybody else have any comments on that? Then I'll just go and say that, Jane, I would stick with where five is high. When I do a lot of strategic planning with boards of directors, and when you do prioritizing, it's much easier to give your higher... Your higher priorities, bigger numbers, because you have to add them up and then divide. And when you start giving them the higher numbers, then you have to go back and make a separate chart. It's just, I know it's hard to explain, but I always do it that way and give your high priority a higher number because you're adding up and dividing by the number of people.
Okay.
And I would just also mention that if we're giving them a scale, then we should give them a process for how to go about the prioritizing.
That's a great idea.
It sure is. Like that idea.
All right. Okay, so is there any more discussion on this? It sounds to me like then we're just leaving it as is, unless there's anything else.
Yeah, we should figure out who's going to give us the process.
Well, I can do that, but I can't do it for, like, well, I can do it by the next meeting. I'll submit something for discussion. Okay, any other discussion on this? All right, so we have the two amendments. We'll now approve the budget timeline as amended. Is there any objection to approval? Okay, hearing none. The timeline is approved.
Madam Chair?
Yes?
So I scheduled a section for the report from this committee at the board meeting coming up on Monday. So if we can get this report from this meeting out in time, as in by tomorrow to the board can consider and approve that on Monday.
Oh, the full, the full PMB, you mean?
Right.
Okay. Hold on. Sorry, Jane.
I can send that proposed budget timeline as amended right now.
Great.
Great.
Okay, so now let's move the agenda. We have a CFO report for 15 minutes. Lonnie?
Well, I don't need 15 minutes. So, as you know, we did get our December financials out very, very early. And as it turns out, there are very few changes. People just speeded things up, and it's more or less complete stuff with some minor things. And the January report won't be ready until, I said, by March. So I guess I don't have just a few items I can do that would be impressionistic. One of them is how our fund drive's going, and I think that's important. Those of you that are, of course, at the stations can report out on it, too. I was very concerned about the fund drive, as most of you know. Right now, the best information I have, if any of you have better information, you can let the committee know. But A did reach its fund drive. It is now over, and they were within 20,000 of their goal, and they have a plan to make up the $20,000, and they're very, very happy because the drive was difficult. And it was touch and go for a while. And in the very last 3 or 4 days of that drive, they did manage to, they're referring to it as a miracle. And probably it's hard work, you would want to add it to that. WBAI is in day 9 or 10 and got an email from Indra on it today. and right now they're a little bit behind pace at where they'd like to be, about $78,000. And again, it's always tough raising money. And they are working on what their plan would be for the rest of the drive, to see what can be done. K is just starting its drive, and from what I see on the first few days, it's doing well. And of course, it is LA. I always pull a rabbit out of a hat in LA. So I see that's going. T is in I think it's at least a week in its drive. And last figures I saw, and my numbers are 3 or 4 days old, but they're off pace from where they'd like to be. That may have changed. If anyone, you know, you folks from T have some new information, I'd be sharing with Finance Committee. And who have I left out? W's drive is going well, from all indications, and they're happy with how it's going. So overall. Now, I would add, you know, one other caveat here is that while the drives are going well and we're meeting goal, remember our revenue goals were very conservative. We have not projected large revenue growth in the network this year, so we're going to be flat. Even as we meet goals, we're not on the revenue side looking to experience large 10, 15, 20% increases in revenue. That does not seem to be in the cards. I'm happy to be surprised if that changes. What it also means, though, is that if a given station in the spring drive, or even in this drive, does have difficulty, we will be gathering around the flag, so to speak, and problem solving if one or more stations have drive difficulties. It's not easy raising money. Finally, I'll just end up saying that I'm always looking for patterns in drives to see what listeners respond to. And this winter drive is interesting. I've always said, you know, drives, what I've seen, and of course some of you have more years in than I do, but the premium, we are a network that at least in recent years, from what I can tell from numbers, are premium driven. That is, you put a very, very nice premium out there, and listeners seem to respond, especially in the last week of a drive. We tend to be talent-driven. That is, just some folks that pitch that listeners respond to. And you can see it in operating. And then programming, of course, listeners obviously have favorite programs, and we see it in the revenue figures related to those that programming. And last of all, we're event-driven. That is, if we have an event or even a mood in this country that agitates or concerns people, they turn to us for information, and they're very, very supportive of us, especially on these national programming. When national programming goes on, and we've done quite a few, we see responses from listeners. On Katrina alone, raised $157,000 from K&A as people responded to that national emergency. So those are the drivers, it seems to me, that I see at play. The last driver that I just noticed with A, because A demonstrated it, is in the last week of a drive, listeners tend, some of them, wait till the last week and then see how many premiums are going to be there, and they tend then to come around, especially in the context of a dear plea. So that's sort of my thoughts on the drives. Others of you may have, you know, other thoughts.
I would like to have a couple questions.
Yeah.
The first thing actually concerns those national broadcasts. Well, actually, let me take Democracy Now! First. One of the things I raised last spring was my concern that as more and more listeners migrate to Democracy Now! On podcast, they're not listening to the station when that pitch goes out, which is typically one of the more successful pitches. Just speaking for myself, I never listen to Democracy Now! On KPFK anymore. I download it. I have my podcaster set up to iPodder, produce, set up to download it. I listen to it on an MP3 player. I never hear a pitch. And so I'm wondering if we are tracking, in particular, whether Democracy Now's numbers are stable or dropping on the fund drive. That's one question. The other question concerns the national broadcasting, which you have you brought up, and I'd like to ask a couple questions about the funding mechanism for that. But does anybody mind if I go ahead with that? Okay, no mind. So my understanding is the formula on some of these now.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Greg.
Hey, Greg.
Hi. Sorry, I'm late. I've got a time difference.
Okay. Anyhow, my understanding is that on those national broadcasts, and I'm thinking of the NSA hearing. I understand we also may have a National Women's Day broadcast and a broadcast on Katrina town halls. And my understanding is that the funding mechanism right now is a contribution from National and a contribution from the stations. And my concern is that the stations, when they approved their budget, their programming budgets were for local programming, and that the national budget for national programming isn't being drawn down before contributions from stations are being levied. And so I would like to figure out a way that at a minimum, the LSBs are notified as part of a formal process whenever funds the local programming budget are going to national programming. If you could clarify, Lonnie, how much, what the formula is and how much is being levied on local stations for national broadcast.
What's the
right
silence
now
on this, Dave?
Huh?
What's the silence button?
The
star six
on this one.
Okay.
But if you're asking me to mute myself, I refuse.
I hear noise in the background.
I know, I'm teasing. So Lonnie, if you could talk about how much is being levied on the stations and also how it's being levied. In other words, is this by agreement? Is it something that National tells folks, et cetera, et cetera? And it's on specifically the NSA hearings, the Katrina Town Hall, and the National Women's Day. Where are we in our national other programming budget line, and where are we in the local contribution to those things?
Well, those particular three I have not been involved in as I have in some of the ones in the past. So we got Greg on the line, we got Ambrose, so they can join in. The first question was, what's the funding mechanism? Well, and as I say, Ambrose and Craig can join in.
Let me know when you want me to.
Is that noise you, Greg?
I don't think so.
Greg, can you try to mute your phone?
All right, I'll try.
Okay, star six.
The noise joined when you joined.
Thanks. Okay, go ahead, Lonnie.
Well, let me speak first to the history as opposed to the recent history, which I haven't been involved as much as I have in the past. But generally, if there is among the GMs a consensus that a particular national programming event is something they want to carry for their station, it might be the Roberts hearing is a good example. That was the last one I had heavy involvement with, at least. The issue is first a budget, producers, and then they get on the phone and they will agree with working with the ED on who will carry and how much interest there is among the local listeners for a given event. In this case, Robert's hearings is the prototype. A budget is done. The cost is identified. They run anywhere from $5,000 to $12,000, depending. Then stations may agree to pay everybody 1/6 of the costs, or in one case, one station said, well, I really can't afford the 1/6, and we just make up the difference out of the national budget at some point, out of our other programming line. Sometimes some of those costs are recouped by on-air fundraising. We've tried to do that to recoup some of those costs. Other times, the costs are just will come out of the national budget, and the stations get the programming without any hit on their budget. That's been my experience, and it is not as organized as we would like it to be. And I think that as we approach the whole issue of national programming and getting that organized with a programming coordinator, a national programming coordinator, that issue will be addressed. What programming are we going to do? What's going to be the budget? Who will participate and how will it be organized? It's crucial before us because it is, you know, programming, our programming, one of our major products. So it has not been as organized as it needs and it needs to be. But I'm hoping that with Greg coming on board, and we'll start to look at how national programming gets done, how it's financed, and we'll have it more organized with some goals and a focus.
This is Dave.
Greg, you want to jump in there, or Ambrose, or?
In case he can't get recognized again.
Yeah, of course. Okay, go ahead, Dave.
Well, I just want to say I won't waste our time now because it's not on the agenda, but I will want to put a motion forward that will call for in any given month when there's national programming that the national budget's other programming line be spent down before stations are levied, and secondly that when stations are levied for national broadcast, their LSB is notified. And I'll leave it at that for now because I understand what Lonnie says about we're in transition on how to do all that, and I don't want to dwell too much on that right now.
All right, we have, it looks like, about 4 minutes left. Are there others that have questions for Lonnie?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, Marie.
Yes, LaVarne also.
Okay.
Lonnie, when will we receive a copy of the final audit report?
The final audit report will be done in a week and a half. The draft that you have, it only varies $1. So it'll be, the auditors have it. They're doing the 990Ts, and they're going to send their final version, I'm told, in a week or so. They have it. It's with them.
Can I ask a follow-up question? What's the role of the audit committee on this? Do they have to sign off on that, or has all of that been done already, or how does that?
Well, the draft has been reviewed by the audit. We sent it along to the audit committee.
Mm-hmm.
And once the final draft is done, it will be sent to the audit committee and to the board.
Oh, okay. So the board hasn't accepted it yet?
The board has, received a draft and heard the report from the auditor in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if there's an after, unless there's some drastic differences in the final audit document. But right now I'm not seeing any big differences in what was presented before the board and audit committee.
So, when do they I don't know. I'm just trying to get out of the process. Does there have to be a motion to accept the audit report?
I would be happy if we could have that as an agenda item, you know, at a future board meeting. Final audit is in, have the board approve it, have the audit committee look at it again. Sure, I'd be happy with that. It'd be nice to have it in the minutes, too.
Madam Chair, we're at time. I make a motion to extend for 10 minutes.
All right. Are there any objections to extending this agenda item for 10 minutes? All right, then, hearing none, we'll go ahead. Bertie.
I'd like to be on the stack, too, if I may, please.
Okay.
And I just wanted to get clear. Did Lonnie say you said the December statements are out already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the quarterly ones, the September through December, they're out.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, LaVarne?
Hello.
Hi.
On the question about funding for various initiatives and national programming, I'm trying to understand in terms of what is in the budget for this year in terms of station budget and national budget. So when we're looking at, you know, process or agreement on how this should be handled, I guess we need to understand what is in the national budget for the national programming and what was in the going rate as far as how it was handled in previous years, last fiscal for programming and what was actually transferred back to the stations. So just trying to get more of a fix in terms of understanding, you know, what is the going rate on those chargebacks from prior year and so we'll understand what's really in the budget for both the stations and the national office. So we'd like to see something like that also.
Yeah,
there,
sure,
I have a response quickly.
Well, let me answer that question.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Lonnie.
Well, on the budget for national programming, of course, includes monies for Democracy Now!, Free Speech Radio News, but the kind of national program we're talking about, like hearings, things that are fairly unpredictable, other programming, which is in the national office budget. It's in your, the budgets you receive each month. Line item, other programming. This year, that line item has $72,000 for those hearings and whatnot, each one costing about $8,000 to $10,000, budgeted. Now, what we've actually spent in previous years, in 2004, where it was an election year, we ended up spending $182,000. Of course, that means if that line item does not cover expenses might have in the programming area, then 2005 spent $66,000. So the budget, gets used up fairly quickly. And so that's one of the reasons we sometimes look for other revenues or ask the stations to pitch in on broadcasts that they are interested in, that national in nature that they feel their listeners would be interested in. So that's the history as far as I know.
Madam Chair, Dave?
Go ahead.
So that $72,000 works out to $6,000 per month, and we've now allocated $1,000 of that to the National Spanish Language Programming, leaving $5,000 per month. And so really what I was driving at was, I think that $5,000 should be spent down before the stations are levied, each month, before the stations are levied additional monies for that programming. But as we've said, we'll be dealing with that, I think, going forward.
All right, well, I guess we can have that discussion when we come around, I guess. Another question?
Maybe I should get on the stack on this.
On the same issue, Greg?
Yeah, just to clarify what my experience has been to date. Since I came on board, there have been three shows, the State of the Union, the NSA hearing, and now we're in Katrina. Now, Katrina has no cost to us because it's an outside production, so there's no impact on this issue of chargebacks. The State of the Union also didn't involve that because there were no chargebacks involved with that either. The only one that we're talking about is the NSA hearing. And that was the result of an informal agreement that was discussed by all the managers in a meeting and was a shared expense. I was not aware that this was, in fact, an informal agreement rather than an actual policy when this discussion took place, and nobody really actually explained it to me. I don't know enough yet to know whether the proposition that Dave is putting forward will really work, because the possibility exists that you might be, for example, during an election season or something like that, in a situation in which you spent down that $5,000 rather rapidly, and then, in essence, you would have to ask for permission from the stations to do any further national broadcasts. It would put the stations in a position to basically veto a decision simply because you had no more money allocated to do any programming. So I'm not sure I'm ready to sign on to the proposal yet. I think I need to talk to the managers themselves to see what they're thinking about it is and then report back to you about that.
Madam Chair, this is Dave.
Dave, go ahead.
And can I get on the stack too, please?
Yes.
I'll yield to Baruti since I've talked a lot in here.
Okay, and Patty, I still have you on the stack, but I'm just pushing you down because we're staying on the same topic.
Yeah, fine.